What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Subway Series Part 2, as that shifts to Citi Field with both teams. I mean, we'll see what happens tonight. Mets and Brewers tonight. Yankees going to be looking to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Blue Jays. We'll see what happens with those games. But both teams certainly not going to be going into the Subway Series on the high note like they were in mid-May. We mentioned yesterday with the Mike Brown hire, BT and I kind of got into it a little bit. BT loves the, I don't know about love, maybe that's too strong. Maybe he did say love. Either way, he definitely likes the Mike Brown hire. I do not for the Knicks. So the Knicks have their new head coach is Mike Brown. And it really is just as simple as I don't think he's definitively better than Tom Thibodeau. And I don't care what anybody else says or what numbers they want to put out there. Now, the argument is that does he need to be better than Tom Thibodeau or maybe different can be better in this particular case? He's different. I don't think he's a better head coach than Tom Thibodeau. And I worry about Brown in New York and people could say, oh, he's a good guy. He'll be funny with the media. Yeah, that's great. Like, those things go over well initially. And then when the team starts to struggle or there are some issues, then that becomes less funny or less tolerable. And it's like, well, where's the disciplinarian here? Where's the guy that's going to get on these guys? Well, you know Tom Thibodeau was that. Mike Brown, I'm not so sure that he's going to be that guy. So we'll learn together. What we do know is Mike Brown has been a failed head coach. Dispute that fact. Mike Brown has been a failed head coach in multiple stops that has never won a championship. The Knicks hired somebody to replace somebody who built their organization up, built their franchise up out of the abyss, got them to an Eastern Conference final for the first time in 25 years, and they fired him with the singular goal of winning an NBA championship. That's their mission. And they fired him and replaced him with a guy that never won an NBA championship and a guy that had his best days as a head coach with LeBron James and a guy that, you know, needs other offensive assistants to come up with his offense. Like, those are the things there. They're talking about Borrego, whatever. I don't know if that's going to be realistic or not, but okay. So Mike Brown's going to unlock Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges in a way that Tom Thibodeau could never do. Okay. I'll believe it when I see it. I'd be willing to bet a lot that the issue is Karl Anthony Towns, not Tom Thibodeau. The issue is the group of players that the Knicks have don't play well enough together, not Tom Thibodeau. And I would have liked to have seen Tom Thibodeau get a second chance with this team. Year two, okay, I figured out how we, you know, what worked, what didn't work in year one. Now, and by the way, their bench is much better with the additions that they made. Clarkson and what the hell's his name? Yabusele. I keep getting that messed up. I think it's Yabusele. Anyway, Yabusele and Clarkson, that's going to be a tough one until I actually watch him play and, you know, on a consistent basis and hear Breen tell me his name 100 times. Need to hear it rather than read it. Yabusele, Clarkson, much better bench than what the Knicks had last year. I mean, it's going to be tough to replace Landry Shamet, of course, but just kidding, BT. No, but the Knicks have a better bench, and I would like to have seen what Tibbs could have done with the better bench and a second year of figuring out how to play these guys together and what type of offense would be beneficial to run with Towns, Brunson, and Bridges. But they're going to go with the guy, I guess, on paper who's the better offensive mind in Mike Brown. keep the same assistants intact, or at least the majority of them, mainly Rick Brunson, and think that they're going to be better. I'd be willing to bet they're not going to be. Now, I want to root for them. I hope that this is just an insignificant move, meaning that let the players' talent and depth on that roster now take over, despite who the head coach may be. But I believe that this will be more likely to go the way of Don Nelson replacing Pat Riley than I would this move elevating the Knicks post Tom Thibodeau. Remember, Van Gundy had to come in and be the savior.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They hired Don Nelson. Oh, he's going to change the game up. Nelly and great head coach. How'd that work here? It didn't. It was a disaster. And then Van Gundy got it back on track. Now you're replacing Tibbs, a guy who built it up and was still continuing to build. He didn't go backwards last year. He went forwards last year. First Eastern Conference final in 25 years. Learning a new group of players. That takes some time, man. Not to mention the guys were hurt. He didn't even have a full roster all year long. It takes time. I think it's a mistake. See, the mistake is not hiring Brown. The mistake was firing Tibbs. But if they at least hired a real head coach, you know, somebody that won a championship or two in the past or had some great, enormous potential, I could understand it. A retread that's most famous for being an assistant coach or coaching LeBron James? Nah, not into it. Carl is calling from Stanford back to the Yankees. What's up, Carl?
Sal, I hope you're doing good, brother. I want you to sit back in your chair and hold my surf side as I lose my mind.
Go ahead, Carl. You have the floor.
Have you ever seen the movie Miracle?
Yes, of course.
You know when Brooks brought the kid in from Minnesota to shake up the roster?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't need to do it, but he did it. This team has to have a shakeup, bro. I don't care what it is. Anthony Volpe needs to sit down or get sent down. I know George is not ready, but send him up. Spencer might not be ready, but send him up. Someone needs to walk into this clubhouse and say, guess what, fellas? You're now tied with the Toronto Blue Jays for first place. Okay? And Brian Cashman needs to wake up, bro. Okay? The core four was handled by Watson, Dick Michael, handled Jeter. And if it wasn't for George's pockets, we'd still be waiting for another freaking championship because 09 was given to us by Teixeira, Burnett, CC, and company. Okay? This is ridiculous, dude. And I hope you're giggling over there because whatever's going on in Queens holds nothing to this disaster. Because we have a small window and it is closing very freaking fast.
Well, that's a great point. And no, I'm not giggling, Carl, because this annoys me too. And thank you for the call. Great stuff. Hope you got it out of your system right there. And maybe tonight the Yankees can get back on track and get a win. I don't think it's that bad, but I would agree that, look, I don't know the inner workings, right? Maybe Boone behind closed doors is saying, hey, guys, this is unacceptable. But outwardly, what the Yankees have said for years is not only is this acceptable, anybody who questions it is foolish. That's the problem. We want them to hold guys accountable, or the organization, starting with Hal, to hold Cashman accountable and then hold the players accountable. But not only do they not openly or outwardly do that, they think we're nuts. We played the cut of Cashman yesterday, where after Volpe's rookie season, he got into it with Joel Sherman, where Joel Sherman, correctly so, was questioning the lack of development from the Yankees. And Cashman vehemently defended himself, saying, oh, it's just Volpe's maiden voyage and he had no AAA games. The counter would be, yeah, well, why didn't he have any AAA games? It's not my fault. That's not our fault. That's you. You decided that. Why? And now fast forward it to year three. Cashman's got egg on his face. He lost that debate badly to Joel Sherman. That's not a good look. Anytime we question something about the Yankees, Boone, same thing. We're fine. We're good. Don't worry about it. We're going to be fine. We got savages, all that. It's always we're the ones who are absurd for questioning, like, how dare I question that Ben Rice should be catching? He shouldn't be catching. I would hope that they know that. But if they know that, then it shouldn't happen again. Jazz shouldn't be at third. I would hope that they know that, but it continues to happen. Volpe is regressing, and soon it's going to be he shouldn't be at short. He should have been sent down at certain points along the last two-plus years, and he's playing his way into being sent down again. Are they going to do it? I don't know. Where's the accountability? Now, the answer to me wouldn't be bringing up Lombard or Spencer Jones. The answer would be going to get a real third baseman. Going to get a real backup catcher if you can. And I say backup because I can't live with a scar anymore and I don't want to see Rice back there. At least Austin Wells still has some potential and it's hard to find good catching. Where is the accountability? And if it is Boone saying something behind closed doors that we don't know about, where is it paying its dividends? It doesn't add up. The moves that they're making combined with the results for years haven't added up. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll reset down with the King topic of the day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.